Time is growing short and a no-deal outcome is not in anyone's interests. In the absence of a free trade agreement between the UK and EU, tariffs would apply to agri-food trade between Ireland and the UK, excluding Northern Ireland. The EU Common External Tariff Regime will apply to imports from Great Britain to Ireland, and the UK Global Tariff Regime would apply to Irish exports to Great Britain. The results of this analysis is very stark for the agri-food sector. In the period ahead, Ireland will continue to work as part of the EU27 to ensure that our collective approach to these negotiations reflects our values and our interests. We outlined to the British Government our very strong concerns about the UK's internal market bill. Clearly, any unilateral departure from the terms of the withdrawal agreement is not acceptable. It is very disappointing that the British Government have not taken account of the concerns expressed by the EU and by Ireland at the bill's contents. The Government's position has been clear throughout. We believe the UK should move away from the path that is chosen in the bill and work to rebuild the required trust by implementing the withdrawal agreement in full. The only appropriate channel for considering issues around the implementation of the Protocol for Northern Ireland is through the structures of the withdrawal agreement, the Joint Committee and Specialised Committee established for that very purpose. We welcome the Commission's continued emphasis on the importance of full implementation of the withdrawal agreement, including the Protocol on Ireland and Northern Ireland. Ireland's approach has always been guided by the principle of securing a deal that worked for the island of Ireland as a whole, and it is vital that that protocol is now implemented fully.